Wanti Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, the last Monday in May, 7:30 in the morning Pacific, and this is Tune In with Erica. Hey, good morning. How lovely to have your company. And I realize that you may still be languishing in bed, and I use the word languishing in a very kind way because it is Memorial Day. A holiday is stateside, and also it's a holiday over here in the UK. We have something called a bank holiday. We get two of them in May. It's like buses. No holidays for a long time, and then two of them come along at once. Anyway, it is a pleasure to have your company. As I say, it is 7:30 in the morning. If you're Pacific time, maybe you've got your coffee and you're in bed, or your herb tea, whatever you have. It's going to be a little more like coffee time, mid-morning Eastern time, and it's tea time over here in the UK. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. Or maybe you're listening to the show on catch-up, on demand, in which case it is whatever time you would like it to be and whatever beverage you would like in your hand. It is a pleasure to have your company and some thoughts to share. I only just made it on air. I have been channeling my starscopes for the front page of One to Listen and for my website. I've been doing them for June, as ever, like a child doing its homework. I always leave them right till the last minute. We're almost in June, and I literally got them done 2 minutes before I came on air. So they will be up on One to Listen next week as soon as we get to the end of the month. And you still have time to go and catch this month's Starscope if you haven't read them. They are on the front page of One to Listen, along with the scopes from my colleagues. And also you'll find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. I am, as ever, running a Facebook chat room. It is live. I am in there as much as I can be. I have just seen someone coming in there. I think it's Shirin, just Shirin. So I was thinking I might be all on my own in the Facebook chat room this morning because it is a holiday, and you may just, as I say, be resting and not in the Facebook chat room. But yes, I've got Joni in there, I can see. And Shirin, just Shirin, yes, I was right, did just come in. Joni would like a reading with the cards. Of course, I can do that for you, Joni. I have with me, in fact, my Angel Tarot deck is on my left that I've been using to channel the starscopes. And then on my right, I have a Mer deck, which is Karen Kay's wonderful Mer deck. Karen is a Hay House author. She lives just down the road from me here in Penzance in the UK. If you're wondering geographically where that is, there's a little bit like a finger pointing towards the top of America, the last place in this country. It's called Land's End. Imaginative, yeah, no. But does what it says on the tin. It's about, I think it's about 8,000 miles, or maybe that's too many miles. That sounds like a lot of miles. Anyway, it points at the States from the UK. It's the westmost tip of UK in Cornwall, and that's where I live, and that's where Karen Kay lives. We are surrounded by water in this county, so it's not surprising that Karen has a huge connection, not only to the Fae, but particularly to the mermaids. And I was drawn to use this deck because I actually met a merpod beginning of May. Yep, real mermaids. They were absolutely fabulous. They were at a food festival. Mermaids like food. They were at the food festival just down the road from me in Port Leven. There's a beautiful fishing harbour, and they came swimming in. There was a pod of, I think, 8 mermaids. There is, believe it or not, a professional mer school down here, not far from there, where they learn the skills to be mermaids, and they are professional mermaids, and they have the most beautiful tails. The lead mermaid is called Mischief, absolutely gorgeous, and her second in command is called Tink. I'm trying to think who else I met. Levin from Port Leven, Eve, can't remember the name of the other mermaids, it'll come to me. Anyway, I met real mermaids, and they were a joy, and the dock was lined by thousands of children who were just screaming their heads off because they were seeing these absolutely beautiful mermaids, and the tails are spectacular. They are, well, if a mermaid is about 5 foot tall with the tails on, they must be best part of 12 feet. They are just spectacular. So I felt drawn to work with the Mers for the month of June, and also June has that kind of summer seaside ocean energy to it, so it just seems a perfect combination. Good morning to Kelly, I've just seen you come in the room as well. I will get in the room and do you some readings, but I did, as ever, ask what my spiritual team wanted me to talk about today on Memorial Day and also Bank Holiday over here. And they pointed out that Memorial Day is, of course, a day to remember and to celebrate the courage of those who've been in combat and made the ultimate sacrifice. We've just had VE Day over here in the UK, Victory in Europe Day. That was massive because it was the 80th anniversary. And in days of peace, it's hard to imagine what people went through in those days. But of course, we've only got to take a look at the news, and there are people in modern day Europe going through appalling situations that I can't even imagine. So it's a celebration of courage, but also of fortitude, of stoicism, of steadfastness, because what was pointed out to me today is, of course, it takes enormous courage to go into battle. But sometimes you need courage in the face of an aftermath or all sorts of other. There's more than one kind of battle. Yes, there's the army, the military battle. But there are many, many battles we have in our life that my spiritual team pointed out. And you need the same kind of courage. And it has to come from within. I like to split the word courage, I've said this before, you've heard me say it before, into two words, the French, cœur, rage, which is probably where it comes from. And cœur is the heart, rage is passion. So courage can come from a passion in the heart. And if you're a soldier and you're going to have to go forward to face the enemy, you're going to need that passion in your heart. It's the only thing that's going to motivate you. But we can all find that in everyday life. That's what my spiritual team were saying. It's standing up with fortitude and steadfastness and passion for those making this world a better place in whatever way that presents in front of us. And then there's a whole can of worms debate about what's a better place. But basically, if you're being kind and empowering people, I think in my book, that's a fairly good umbrella for what makes the world a better place. And it can be as small as helping to save a spider, which my daughter did the other day. She lives in Australia, and there's a spider the size of her hand. But she still took time to escort it off the pavement and into some bush at the side and wish it well and hope it caught some cockroaches for dinner. And the other day I found a huge furry caterpillar walking down the middle of the road, and the next car was just going to squash it flat. So I got a leaf and escorted that into the scrubland at the side. I needed a leaf because I think the hairy ones at this time of year have a venom in them. I wasn't sure whether that was a venomous one or not, but I wasn't going to take the risk. But it needed rescuing, so I got a leaf. And sometimes that's courage. I mean, people walking with you might say, oh, why bother? It's only a caterpillar. I would stand up and say, no, every life matters. So there is that. Courage is looking at your consumption of things in all kinds. I mean, it could be what we buy in the shops. It could be what you eat, and taking responsibility for what you consume and where it comes from and the process that is required to get it into your house. You know me, I'm a committed vegan. I see things quite differently when people talk about meals on their plate, because I see the person. As far as I'm concerned, all animals are persons. But that's just me. And obviously, my courage in that is the endless debate that happens when you're sitting at dinner with people who are omnivores and you're the vegan. I can guarantee you every single time I will end up having to defend my decisions. So maybe you're facing that kind of decision. It may be someone's being ridiculed and you stand up for them. That takes courage. It's that lesson from the classroom that I think it's an apocryphal story, but I'm sure it happens that the teacher deliberately picks on a pupil in the class. And the rest of the class sit there like stunned mullets. And the teacher sends the person out and he says, right, well, there's the lesson. Did any of you try and stand up for that person? Why not? It's that. Courage comes in many forms. And of course, there is the wonderful quotation from our wartime leader, Winston Churchill, which he said, that courage is having the nerve to speak out, but courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. So all kinds of courage, I was given the message for today. I pulled a card from the Angel Tarot for today because if you're not able to be with me live or you're not able to be in the Facebook chat room and you're listening to this on demand, I always like to pull a card of the day just to see what my team want to say. And I got the Knight of Water or the Knight of Cups, if you like your traditional tarot. And this is about balancing emotions, particularly in the deck I have. I've got a lot of mer people in my deck. And we all have emotions, and we all know that every so often they knock us over like a giant wave. It happens. But it's a case of what do we do with that? Do we react against it and get upset by it and say we're not going back in the water? Or do you just learn from the experience? You may learn to go in shallower water, or you may learn to dive through the wave. But we learn from our emotions, and there are a lot of heightened emotions around in the world, and we are having our emotions, shall I say, tweaked. A different word might be manipulated by the media. So be very aware of emotions. And the other message I got very strongly that actually has come through in all my starscopes, it came through for next month's starscopes again and again and again, is try and find small comforts in the face of the adversities that we see in the world. Of course, we try and make a difference. We try and send donations to causes we love. But you can end up with what's called compassion burnout. So try and find small comforts. You know, have that jam on toast, which I just did, because it's a childhood meal. I had tea, jam on toast. Little comforts that just take you into that place that you had when you were a child, when you didn't see the world through that bigger mirror, unless you were unfortunate enough, of course, as the children in Palestine are and many other places in the world, to live in a war zone. Most of us don't. Most of us had a childhood where you would look at something and it would immediately go. That's why you see children in war zones, in those terrible situations, playing in the rubble, because children have this innate protective ability not to keep dwelling on what's happened. So spend some time in awe of the world, like those children. Just be able to pick up and play and give yourself little comforts, because that's, at the end of the day, what gets us through. So that's what my team offered this morning, and take from it what you will. I hope you find it helpful. I am now, because I'm looking at the clock, I'm halfway through the show, I'm going to refresh my Facebook page and see who's in there and see who would like a reading. If you want to come and join us, especially if you're new and it's Memorial Day and you've actually got a chance to listen to the show, it would be lovely to meet you. Several ways to do it. If you're already in Facebook, you just put in 1-2, that's the numbers, 12, radio, and come on and you'll find it's a closed group. Somebody will let you in. And also, you can take a look at 1-2radio.com, which is the website, and you will see that one of the options on the menu on the left-hand side is to come in and chat. And you can do that as well. So let me now take a look, because I can see that comments have come in, and I'm going to just turn them the right way up so that I can do it in order of people who've come in. Let me say good morning to Kelly, good morning to Shirin, I have said good morning to Joni, good morning to Mark Husson. He said, I suspect you met them. I think he means the mermaids, because you're just one of them. Mark, I would love to be. I went with a friend of mine who is training to be a mermaid. It is a very strict training, because you have to be a very, very good free diver. That's how they start learning. Because if you're wearing a 12-foot tail and you're diving, you've got to be very, very, very good underwater. I am. That's one where my courage fails me. I'm not great underwater. I think probably my last incarnation, I drowned. I jump over the top of waves. I do not go under them. But bless them. Yes, I loved the mermaids. I did. My heart went out to them. But I'm not likely to be one of them. Anyway, thank you for that, Mark. And good morning to Kelly as well. You would like a card. Right, let me go back up to the top. And look for Joni, who is in the room, who says, I'm waiting for that new bit to come on in. All the energy, what might it be? What might the cards say? I'm going to do a card, one of each, Joni, because one of the cards in this mer deck that has come up several times has been the card called waiting. So I'm going to see if the mers have any tap into their water energy. I'm out looking over the ocean. Joni, the card they give me is communication. Now, on this card, I've got a beautiful mer. She's right under the water. She is submerged. And she's talking to a turtle. Now, the point of this is that the turtle and she would not normally, you know, they're not the same species. This is cross-species communication. So part of the energy is possibly communication. Look at all the if you know what you're wanting to attract towards you, what wording, what phrasing are you wrapping around this, they would want me to tell you. And also, if you're talking to people who don't understand your vision, let's put it that way, how could you phrase it? How could you paint the picture for them that would help them to come on board or see your side or attract to you what you need? Now I'm going to back that up, Joni, with an angel card. And I've got a major arcana card. It's balance, it's temperance in standard tarot. It comes with Archangel Zadkiel, who is our thoughts. This is our upper chakra system. The me for balance, but the words on the card as well are cooperation and compromise and waiting for the perfect timing. So again, this cooperation and compromise says, how are you phrasing things? How are you speaking to the universe? And how are you speaking to other people? And they tell me, and to yourself, about what you're hoping to manifest. So I hope that will be helpful to you. Shirin, just Shirin, says good morning from Goldie and me. Oh, morning, Goldie. And a message for us would be lovely. Of course, I'll just clear the deck, Shirin, and you and Goldie. What would my team, this is the angel deck I have. What would the angel team like to say to Shirin and Goldie? There we go. I think you have a card each. They've given me two, both fire cards. Four of Fire has got a beautiful goldie dragon on it. This card is always about contentment and home life. This dragon is curled up, all snuggled and happy and contented and peaceful. It can be about abundance coming in, but this dragon just looks so peaceful. I think that's meant for Goldie. And then I have a card for you, Shirin, and this is the Page of Fire. This dragon's much more proactive, so I suspect Goldie might want to just curl up and go to sleep, but you've got this Page of Fire saying there's news. It's a very quick energy, a Page of Fire. News of new things coming in, creativity, ingenuity, all of that kind of thing. So I suspect that there's two different sorts of energy in your house today. You're kind of thinking of creative things, or what could you do with the holiday, and Goldie's curled up and frankly would like to go to sleep. Or it might be the other way around. You will know. You'll have to let me know in the Facebook chat room. Where am I? Okay, I've got 10 minutes left. Don't forget, of course, Mark Husson is in the room and he will be here right after me on 1-2 Radio with all the astrological know-how and what is going on this week. I cannot wait to find out. And his show will be over on YouTube as well as here in the Facebook chat room. So watch out for that. Moving down my Facebook chat, I have got Kelly in there. Kelly Harrington, you would like a card, please. Again, I'm drawn to the tarot, but I might do you a mirror as well. Actually, the mirrors are saying they want to do a card for Mark Huston. I'll go back for that in a minute, Mark, and get you a card. So let's just do Kelly. So what message can I bring forth for Kelly today on Memorial Day, on this holiday day, this day of remembrance? Interestingly, when I was getting that muddled up with the thought of Memorial Day. And when you do that, the cards will quite often give you multiple cards because you've suddenly tapped into two energy streams. So that's better. I've cleared my mind, cleared my deck, much better. You're going to love this card, Kelly. It's the Nine of Water. It has a mermaid on it who looks exactly like Mischief the Mermaid, who's the lead mermaid I met. And she's even got the same colour tail and the same colour hair. And the Nine of Water is known in tarot as the wish card. Your wishes come true. Concerns fade away. It's about loving life. It's about putting out your intention with such love, with such power from behind your heart, that your wishes will manifest. So I really hope that that is true for you, Kelly, and you will be able to do that today. I'm going to give this page a quick refresh because I can see that I'm starting to run out of time. And I want to make sure I haven't missed anyone. Just tipping it the right way up. No, it's done this most relevant thing. Excuse me while I just deal with Facebook. Right, that's better. All comments. Thank you, Sharon. Sharon said, you've just described us both. Goldie is currently curled up asleep and you're gearing up for our lessons. Okay. Well, I'm glad that the dragons in the fire suit have got you sorted out. That's nice to know. I can see that Mark is there, and I did say I was going to do Mark a card, a mer card. So as he's got an awful lot of water energy in his astrology, let's just see which mer would like to speak to Mark Huston, king of all things 1-2, 1-2 Listen, 1-2 Academy, 1-2 Radio. And if you're not getting the Power Peak, why not sign up for it? So what card, my beloved Mers out in the ocean, and there we go, is for Mark. I love this. Thank you, Mers. Mark, the card they have given you is the most beautiful mermaid, and the word on it is trust. And I know how strong you are on trust, Mark. That people can trust the advisors on 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio, and that you're very strong on that people should be trustworthy and to their word in everyday life. So thank you to the Mers. They have given you the absolute most perfect card. Okay, let me see where I am. I've got about 2 minutes left, and I just saw another comment coming into the room. So don't forget, there's so much to look forward to today on 1-2 Radio, and especially if you've got the day off and normally you can't listen. Right after this show, you've got Mark Huston's Astrology Hour. You've got the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa is here with Laurie Love at 10. Then Serena, Life Journeys. Serena, thank you. You're my lifesaver getting this back on air today. I had so much technical trouble behind the scene, and at noon it's Fresh 55. Okay, one final look down my Facebook chat room, because I can see there is another comment come in, and I very quickly want to see if I can get there to make sure that I've said hello to everybody. I have, and you're very welcome, Kelly. You are very welcome. Okay, so I am coming towards the end of things. It has been a pleasure to spend Memorial Day company with you. Do stay with 1-2 Radio, because you know who is on the way. It is Mark Huston with the Mark Huston Astrology Hour, making sense of what the stars and the planets are up to. Have a beautiful week. Enjoy the holiday season. I will be back at the same time next week, when I'll be taking you through those June starscapes. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.